Welcome to the Life and Ball podcast. We give your game life. This show is brought to you by Trifecta Basketball Training. We train your mind, we train your body, we train skills. Now, today's show, we are going to talk about the NBA draft. And look, I'm from Michigan, so it would be unfair of me not to bring up my home state and not bring up the fact that, of course, the Detroit Pistons have the number one selection in the 2021 NBA draft. 2021 Detroit Pistons pick number one. It's amazing. You know, when there's not a whole lot of things that is talked about when it comes to the Detroit Pistons, there's a whole lot of conversation now. And it's really exciting being from the state because you get this type of volume of clicks, likes, comments, and it's fun. And my phone's been blowing up all day. I made a post, you know, I had to bring up 2003. Look, Detroit, one of the biggest blunders in NBA draft history was 2003. The Detroit Pistons, basically, they picked Darko Milicic. They could have had Chris Bosh. They could have had D-Wade. They could have Carmelo Anthony. Carmelo Anthony and D-Wade are the two. Especially, for me, I think either or, Wade or Melo, I think that's multiple championships. I think that run Detroit have from 2004 to 2008, if you draft Wade or Melo, I think you got two or three NBA championships. You know, they had the one, and look, they were right there to go back-to-back in 2005. Just imagine they have Dwayne Wade or Carmelo Anthony as an extra scoring punch against that Spurs team. I have a hard time thinking that San Antonio beats that nucleus that Detroit has. And then, you know, you look at the next year, who won the NBA championship? The Miami Heat with Dwayne Wade. So, you know, I mean, it's bottom line, he goes and joins Shaq. If he's not available with the Heat, or you have Melo and you can kind of combat what they have, maybe Detroit wins that series and goes to the NBA Finals, and they beat Dallas. They beat them. You know, I mean, that's the thing I have a hard time with that 2003 is the what-ifs. And the what-ifs are almost like really obvious scenarios when you look at how good Detroit was without drafting correctly. Imagine if they did draft correctly. I mean, blows my mind. 2007, they lose to the Cleveland Cavaliers because LeBron went nuts. Just imagine Melo or Wade going against him. Just imagine that. And those are the things that Detroit Piston fans have to think about all the time. And that's the thing that should bother you as a Detroit Piston fan when you see you have the number one pick and you see just how great this draft is lining up. You know, I'm not going to just talk about the number one pick. I'm going to talk about their three other picks at 37, 42, and 51 that could be huge picks. And look, all you got to do is look at some of the mock stuff and you go, wow, you know, I know we're kind of thin, you know, in the forward center positions. You know, you look at Detroit right now, that, you know, it's Plumlee, Stewart, and Okafor. I mean, really, that's it. You know, they just don't have anyone big besides that. And really, those three guys, there's a lot of question marks, right? Where everyone's very high on Isaiah Stewart, but you probably want a couple more big guys, a power forward and another center. And they have it lined up. And I'll mention the guys. And they also have another very athletic forward that is projected to go there with their last pick, who I think could be one of the biggest steals. He could be very similar to Isaiah Stewart, but better because he's more skilled and gifted offensively. And that's Greg Brown. So I'm actually going to go down the line the other direction. I'm going to talk about some of our other picks and why the number one pick is so easy. Greg Brown, who played at Texas, his ceiling is as high as almost any guy you could imagine, but it's just he kind of fell off. And he has great length. He could play power forward and center. He's very thin, though, but he could definitely play against small ball lineups. Super athletic. Freak athlete. Can score really well at times. Long. Super long. And this is a situation where the mock has that pick. You know, it's almost like if you're Detroit, like I know if you're the general manager and you're part of that process, you're part of that team, and you got to think about what we're going to do. It's very simple. Your last three picks, you go big. Your first pick is going to be a really, really big guard. So you're getting bigger, and you're getting more athletic in this draft, and you're also going to get some shooting. And I just sit here, and as I read the mock stuff, and I read the second draft mock picks, I go, two out of the three picks that they have made on almost everything is perfect. It's absolutely perfect for this team and this organization. Sometimes you don't have to overthink. You know what you don't have. You know what you do have. You know you have Sadiq Bey, who's really turned out to be an up-and-coming star. He was fantastic this year, and he really surprised a lot of people. He didn't surprise me. I knew him coming in. He was going to hit shots. He was going to play smart. He was going to play tough, and he was going to be a great add. I loved that pick. I love Killian Hayes with the first pick. Injuries hurt him, but I still think we got to give him time. I think he's a playmaker. You got to have playmakers in this league. You got to have guards that can make plays for themselves and others. And you look at what's going on, and you look at the Atlanta Hawks right now, and you look at Trae Young, a guy that changes that whole organization. You got to have one guy that can make plays for himself and others. And if you really want to take that next step, it's got to be elite guard play. It's just what it is. You know, elite point guard play. And that's why it's so easy. We all know who we need to go with number one. But let's stay in the second round. At 42, this is an interesting one for me. A lot of mock drafts have Kofi Coburn, who I've seen many times because I'm such a Big Ten fan. They have him going to the Celtics at 45. Well, Detroit has 42. And I can tell you right now, I don't think Kofi Coburn comes in and dominates by any means. But I think that's a big body who played physical basketball. And this is, you know, Detroit, we want to get back to toughness. You know, it's always going to be that way about this city. You want toughness, you want physicality. They need bigs. I think you go Kofi Coburn, who's been in the Midwest, will like it here, will embrace this new young group of players. And I think you got to go that route in the second round. He's going to get rebounds. He'll be a great screener and roller guy. He's a big body. He can defend well in the post. You know, it's better for rebounding. They need bigs. They got to have bigs. And with Greg Brown being an athlete, a stretch four, you want to have a guy who can just sit his butt in the paint or be a great screener. Kofi Coburn can be that guy. He can post up well. He can seal. He's not a bad passer. Now, at times, that's probably his biggest weakness in Illinois, where guys would come in and double. There was a game against Michigan State where they were just, you know, digging hard and doubling, and he just tried to go through contact all the time. I think if he can learn how to kick out quicker and be a little better with screen and pop and dribble handoff stuff, I think he'll be really good. But he's a big body, and you got to have big bodies. And I think they love Isaiah Stewart. And I think that Mason Plumlee is one of those guys, you know, he doesn't blow anyone away, but he's another big body. You want to have three big bodies, Plumlee, Stewart, you add Coburn, and obviously, you know, Okafor, it's like, you know, there might be some trade stuff. You know, you can move a few players around. You can move guys and get the same type of player that you might think fits better in this organization. That's easy to do. You can maybe even move a few guards with a big and get a couple other guards and one other big that fits your organization better. Right now, Detroit is in a great situation. You get Greg Brown with your last pick, possibly, who would be, if he's available, you just take him. That's easy. End of the draft. There's only 7, 8, 9 more picks. You're going to pick the most athletic, gifted guy at Greg Brown if he's available. I don't think he will be, but if he is, you got to take that pick. Stretch four, a big, long arms, can block shots, an athlete, you need that. You can teach him how to be more physical. You can teach him to play better in the paint. He's an athlete, young athlete, need that. This draft could be huge. Now, the big one, and he's just been getting rave reviews this week, is Joe Wieskamp. His wingspan at 6'11 blew everyone away. They were surprised with his vertical. Wieskamp may come back, though. That's something that people need to realize. He's kind of like in the Hunter Dickinson situation, where there's a strong possibility he could come back to college. But I love the possibilities of another Midwest guy who's played in the Big Ten. And I don't know if he's from the Midwest, but look, lived in Iowa for a few years, used to boring Midwest, Kofi Coburn, boring Midwest, Illinois, you know, you go two Big Ten guys in your first two picks of the second round, and Wieskamp can shoot, he's tough, he's a great spot-up guy, he's pretty good off the bounce, he's not a great ball handler, but 1-2 dribbles, pull up, you know, he can get inside, he's got great length. This would be a dynamic three picks. If you go Power 5 Conference with Texas, Iowa, Illinois, all three programs that, look, you're playing against obviously the best competition at the amateur levels. I still call NCAA basketball amateur because that's what they say. But you got three guys that are good, good players who come in your second round, and you could move some of these other guys if you want. You want to get rid of Wayne Ellington. Look, Frank Jackson played fantastic last year and loved the kid, but we've got so many guards. And you know, when you look at who we're going to go with one, there's a lot of guard play there. Bay, Grant, you know, look, I'll just say it, Cade Cunningham at one. You got to go Cade Cunningham. I'm going to get on that in a minute, but Killian Hayes, Cunningham, Bay, Grant, those are four guards that you got to feel really, really good about. And the other guys, you can kind of say, look, can we move a few guys? What can we do in free agency, or who can we pick up? You know, and it's like, you know, Sekou, you know, the guy they drafted a couple years ago, you know, people are just, they don't know yet. Maybe you move a young kid like that who has potential but hasn't shown it enough. I don't know. But look, the bottom line is you have an opportunity to draft three bigger players in the second round. Wieskamp's a long, tall, good shooter, long wingspan, could get better defensively. Tough kid, though, played at Iowa, so, you know, look, he's well-coached. I think Fran McCaffrey does a really good job with their system. There's a lot of really good things they run that add up to NBA play. You know, look, they had Garza inside, so there was a lot of dump to him and kick out. He's a shooter. He can shoot. We don't have a post presence like that at the NBA level where we can just throw it down to him and he can kind of dominate the game. So we don't know how great Wieskamp will be, but I do think he'll be a great spot-up guy. They were talking about him working out with Luka. It was pretty cool, and I was reading more about him. They really are high on Wieskamp. They even think that he's a potential first-rounder. I don't think he'll go there, but if he's available at 37, huge. Huge for Detroit. But let's get to the number one pick. That's what everybody wants to hear. But I just thought that extra stuff was very important for all of you to hear, that we've got three second-round picks that could be really, really good. And a few of the mocks are the same guys I just mentioned. And it just blew me away. I go, wow, those are great, great pickups for Detroit. Guys that make sense for this organization. Also, a guy like Greg Brown's going to come in. He's going to be hungry, man. Greg Brown could be really good. Could be really good. So, you know, that at 51, that's insane. You know, that's big time to get a guy at 51 who you go, well, we'll just see what happens. I like a situation where let's see what happens with an athlete like that. That's awesome. So anyway, number one pick. Cade Cunningham is the guy. I mean, I just don't think there's anything else to talk about at this point. 6'8", can score at all three levels. He led a team already. I think Detroit needs a guy that can create and do multiple different things. He can back down and post up like Luka does at the point guard position. I think defensively, one thing I noticed, he was actually a pretty decent shot blocker because of his length, especially in open court situations. I think he'll get better defensively. He's just quick enough to stay in front of people. Look, this is not a comparison to who he is now, but there's a little bit of similarities to his game of Devin Booker. Different ball handling skill, but he's really good at mid-range. He can hit that shot. He's got a good floater game. He can hit from three. Makes the right decisions a lot of times. The ball was just handed to him, and he had to run that team. And he didn't have high assist numbers, and his assist-turnover ratio wasn't good, obviously. I believe he actually had more turnovers and assists a lot of the times. He might have even averaged more turnovers. I'm not concerned with that because he'll be with guys who are better players. He'll be able to make a quick decision. Sadiq Bey will know what to do with it. He'll be able to make a quick decision. Jeremy Grant will know what to do with it. He'll be able to make a quick pass, and guys will hit shots. He won't have to do it all by himself, but he's great off ball screen action. He can score at all three levels. He has amazing length. I think this is a no-brainer pick. I love Jalen Green. I love Jalen Suggs. But it's just, look, those two guys don't fit with this team. You know, Jalen Suggs, you know, I look at it this way. Killian Hayes could get even better because of Cade Cunningham. Killian Hayes could end up being a great backup point guard. Like, nobody's talking about it that way. Well, it's like, oh, well, you know, Cade Cunningham can really come in and add you know, it's two playmakers. No, no. What happens is Cade Cunningham can either play off the ball if Killian Hayes really does get better, or Killian Hayes is a really, really, really good backup young point guard. You have two young point guards. And I mean, this is great. Detroit, if you're a Pistons fan, you should be ecstatic. But you also should be wondering, what the hell are we going to do, though? Are we really going to do the smart things? Are we going to pick Cade Cunningham? Are we going to make sure those three second-round picks are really, really strong players, and we don't just sign some guy who's in no man's land who was maybe hurt? There's a few other mocks. There's a few guys that they had talked about that I didn't even know. I was like, look, I don't mind foreign players. There's a lot of really, really good foreign players. But I think we always know who they are because it's pumped up so much. If we're going second round, I think you want to pick a kid who has a chip on his shoulder that played power five, like Greg Brown, Kofi Coburn, Joe Wieskamp. Those are three guys that if you add to your roster, you'll be really excited if you're a Detroit Pistons fan, because you also have names that are familiar, and you also have young, hungry kids that add up to a young, hungry group. Sadiq Bey will be a second-year player. Jeremy Grant, I don't know what year he's in, but he is really hungry. Like, he's proving how good he truly is. He came to Detroit, and he was lights out a lot of the year. You know, and you look at Isaiah Stewart, hungry. Why? He wants to prove, like, look, you guys passed up on me. I'm a good player. He was really good last year at times. And, you know, Frank Jackson comes in out of nowhere. He played really, really good at times. Killian Hayes had good moments, but he was injured. But you got a nucleus of four awesome picks in this NBA draft if you do it right. If Joe Wieskamp is available, you got a shooter with length, another forward. You need forward play, and you need a four or five. He's a four or three, but, you know, you can play him with four. He's a pick-and-pop guy, potentially. Kofi Coburn's a big body. Gotta pick him. Not super tall. What is Coburn? You guys can help me out. What is he, 6'9"? I think he's closer to 6'8", to be honest, but some people have listed him as 6'10". He doesn't seem that tall to me. Greg Brown is listed at 6'10 or 6'11". He does seem that long to me. He could play four. You got big bodies with Cade Cunningham at 6'8". You got a big boy draft. You have a big boy draft, and I'm loving it, but you can't blow it. Make the right decision, Detroit. Cade Cunningham at one, and just let the night begin and let it end great, because it's going to end really, really good if they get those three guys I just listed. Joe Wieskamp from Iowa, if he stays in, of course. I think he will, though, after all the talk I'm getting. Coburn at 42, and at 51, you go Greg Brown. Those are big picks. Those three picks are just as important as one, believe it or not. Believe it or not. Because if you go Cade and you add those three other guys, that is four really solid little pieces. But number one, Cunningham's going to be great, I think. I think he should be the point guard right away. I think you give him the ball. I think Killian Hayes, you take him off the bench. But if Killian Hayes is really, you know, improves and shows his worth, you can play Cade on the wing. You can play him at guard. It's amazing. No-brainer. No-brainer pick. Do it, Detroit. If you're a Pistons fan, I think you should be excited. I mean, obviously, don't get too excited because we know how the pass has been. But, hey, let's be confident they make the right moves. Troy Weaver has proved to do some pretty good stuff already. So we'll see what happens. But, look, I'll tune in. We'll do some more parts to this. I'm excited, man. I'm excited for you Detroit Pistons fans. We'll get back on it momentarily. But this is the NBA Draft 2021 Breakdown. Again, brought to you by Trifecta Basketball Training. We train your mind, skills, and body. And we'll get back to it. Thanks again for tuning in on the Life and Ball Podcast.